this week we've had so many other feasts. St. Juan Diego, Our Lady of Guadalupe, Our Lady of Loreto, St. Lucy, so many things that were of importance. And so the readings of last Sunday, which we read today, were not read. But of course, in the first reading, St. Paul recommends himself to us that we realize that the sacred scriptures are written for us, and not just for the Romans or the Corinthians or the Galatians. They're written for all of us, for all time, unto the end of time indeed. I do not know whether they are to be read in heaven too, but it is possible that they are part of the heavenly liturgy. In the first reading from the Epistle to the Romans ends that the prophecy of Jesus Christ. He is a shoot of the root of Jesse. Jesse was the father of David, and Jesus is of the house of David. Now Joseph, on his part, and Mary, on her part, though they're not related per se, they're very distant maybe, ultimately in Israel, everybody was related, but not to prevent marriage. But nevertheless, they were never to have relations together, as the Blessed Mother so carefully points out to the Archangel Gabriel. How can this be, since I know not man? But they're both from Jesse, from David. He is of the house of David, and of his kingdom, that is Jesus Christ. Unlike David, Solomon, and all the other kings, who were sinners and evil in so many ways, and you can read it for yourselves, Jesus, who is God, who is born of the Immaculate Conception of Mary, who is himself immaculate and holy, who is the fullness of grace, the source of all grace, which is given to us through his mother Mary. He is therefore the giver of all these things. But he is yet the son of David, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. And then we go back to the Gospels, which go back and forth, and the liturgy. The liturgy goes back and forth, not the Gospels. But the Gospel of St. Matthew takes us to the meeting of the disciples of St. John the Baptist. Now, St. John the Baptist was already in prison, because he insulted Herod and his mistress, whom he had taken as wife, who was really his sister-in-law, Herodias. Just the name itself is ugly. Herodias. Who would name their child Herodias? I will never baptize anybody Herodias. So don't try it. But anyway, she hated him because everybody knew, because of St. John the Baptist, that she was a filthy whore, to say it simply. She was married to her brother-in-law. Evil, evil, evil. And of course, even in this day and age, we have many people that are living in very incestuous and evil relationships and not blessed by the holy sacrament of marriage. But St. John the Baptist, because of this, because of the sacrament of holy matrimony, was put in jail, and eventually his head would be cut off. And then, of course, before he dies, he sends his disciples, because they're not sure, to whom shall we go? And Jesus tells them, what is it that you see? The dead rise from the dead, the blind see, the deaf hear, the lame leap like stags in the mountains. So what is it that you want? Who has the power to do all this if not the Son of God? So he's telling them, it is I. I am the Messiah. I am the Son of God. So go back and tell John. And of course, John knew it, but he wanted his disciples to know it. And many of them immediately joined Jesus, and then St. John was beheaded, and that was the end of that. His ministry was finished. He was the first a prophet of the Gospels of the New Testament, and the last prophet of the Old Testament. With the death of St. John the Baptist ends the Old Testament. And so now it is the time for salvation. Salvation which comes through the acceptance of the Blessed Mother. Behold the handmaid of the Lord, let it be done unto me according to thy word. And then Jesus says, whom did you go out to see in the Jordan, in the desert? Was it kings or prophets or whatever? And he says, well, actually, more than a prophet. John was greater than a prophet. And he says, Prophet Isaiah, Saint Isaiah says about Saint John, he is the one of whom it is written, behold, I send my angel before thy face. And of course, the word angel means messenger. So St. John is the angel of God, even though he is a man. I send my angel before thy face, who shall prepare thy way before thee. And that was that. Nothing more to be said. And so in the next few days, as we celebrate the last 2 weeks of Advent, we will see more and more every single day that all the prophecies are fulfilled. And so we give thanks to God for all his benefits. And all this because the Blessed Mother said yes. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now we can